With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi says she's willing to help a northern Wisconsin town get reimbursed for money it paid to access roads. As Danielle Kading reports, the town of Lac des Flambeaux made payments to the Lac des Flambeaux tribe for access to four disputed roads.
3 years ago, the Lac des Flambeaux tribe barricaded four roads after negotiations failed over expired easements. While roads later reopened, the town paid the tribe to maintain access. In a House Judiciary Committee hearing, Wisconsin GOP Congressman Tom Tiffany called the payments extortion.
They ultimately got $600,000 from the town of Lac des Flambeaux.
In the hearing, Tiffany asked Bondi if she would seek compensation for the town in the longstanding feud. Bondi had this to say.
We would more than welcome working with you.
The tribe said the payments weren't extortion. Lac des Flambeaux Tribal President John Johnson Sr. says Tiffany's statements were false and a direct attack on tribal sovereignty and treaty rights. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
An update to Brighton's law is on a fast track to Governor Tony Evers' desk. Representative Brett Jacobson of Mosinee says his bill that would allow sextortion victims and their families to sue for damages, including wrongful death, had little opposition in the assembly.
Seek monetary damages against perpetrators of this crime. And again, overwhelming support in both committee and on the assembly floor. And I don't think there's any stopping it.
Jacobson says similar measures are being enacted in other states as the crime becomes all too common.
Many of our other states have already passed similar criminal and civil causes of action and have put education pieces into their statutes.
Jacobson says lawmakers are looking at requiring education about sextortion.
Several of my colleagues are working on education pieces to this as well, to require education in our school system for parents, students, and teachers. Look out for the warning signs on this.
Jacobson says his bill has already had a hearing in the Senate, and he expects floor action before they adjourn. Another report comes of a plow truck being hit while clearing the roads, this time in Lincoln County. The Department of Transportation warned earlier this month they'd already recorded 13 plows hit by vehicles. The most recent crash happened Friday. The Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says a Lincoln County plow truck was working on Highway 51 in the town of Skanawon. While clearing the northbound lanes, the plow was hit from behind by a passenger car driven by a 56-year-old man from Merrill. Two people in the car had injuries, and the plow driver reported back pain. Drivers are reminded that state law requires them to stay at least 200 feet back of a working snow plow. Fruit and vegetable growers will have to wait at least another month for $1 billion in assistance from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. As Harvest Public Media's Hope Kerwin reports, specialty crop producers say they already know the aid will fall short of what they need.
Of the $12 billion promised for the Farmer Bridge Assistance Program, only $1 billion will go to growers of more than 100 fruit, vegetable, and nut crops. USDA has not released how much individual growers can expect, but it won't be enough, according to industry leaders like Tamas Houlihan from the Wisconsin Potato and Vegetable Growers Association. He says growers are struggling with the same costs hitting corn and soybean farmers. Processors are also cutting back crop purchases due to their own economic pressures.
There are a lot of scared growers as we head into this planting season. And again, with some of these contracts, the growers don't even know how much to plant.
The specialty crop industry is asking Congress for an additional $5 billion in aid. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Hope Kerwin.
Price County is in need of a new coroner after the former one passed away earlier this month. Jim DelBessio died February 10th at the age of 78 at Aspirus Medford Hospital. According to his obituary, while he held a variety of jobs over the years, his true work passion was being the coroner. DelBessio was first elected to the position in 1992. The governor's office is seeking applications for the rest of his term that ends on January 4th, 2027. People can contact the Price County Sheriff's Office for more information on the position. The application can be found on the governor's website. A new class at the University of Wisconsin Law School aims to fill the gap in traditional legal training with a teacher who was formerly incarcerated. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The class, called Criminal Justice System, a Lived Experience Perspective, aims to provide students with a real image of incarceration from arrest to reentry. Dante Cottingham is a co-instructor who serves substantial time in Wisconsin's prison system. He says students are often taught to understand what the law says on paper, but lack exposure to its real-world impacts.
I told the students, you guys bring a learned experience to the table. I bring a lived experience to the table. So my whole hope is to connect their learned experience with my lived experience and create something new, something more potent, something more powerful.
The class is in its first semester. Cottingham says not only is it already proving to be transformational for students, but it's also changing the narrative by showing people what's possible during life after prison. Clinical professor Adam Stevenson co-facilitates the class with Cottingham. He says what makes it so unique is that it centers the voices of criminal defendants. He says their perspectives are often absent despite their lives being fundamentally changed by the criminal justice system.
This system, for good, for bad, is a system based around humans and has all of the blessings and curses of being a human system. And the students really are demonstrating that they're understanding that and engaging with that in a way that I think I didn't even quite anticipate.
Stevenson says to his knowledge, this is the first time a class like this has been taught. He stresses that in his 15-year teaching career, he's never seen a more engaged class of students and emphasizes how the experience is preparing them to be better people and lawyers. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.